We now invite our coming-of-agers to come forward and share their credo statements, followed by a charge by their guide.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It used to be that I longed for an adventure and to be a storybook, save the world, magical hero. While I still want to be a hero, I have realized that that doesn't depend on some power-hungry villain coming along. For the crisis that the environment is currently facing is just as bad as any Voldemort or Darth Vader. I love all of nature and believe that as a human, I have a responsibility to fix the damage to nature that my species has done. I also believe that other animals have as much right to be here as we humans do. So whenever someone is complaining about some annoying animal, like wasps stinging, or woodpeckers pecking at houses, or geese biting and honking, I have to think about how those animals were probably here first, and how humans are just as bad and or worse. But it's not just the environment that needs help, though it does need a lot of help. Another thing, or rather a group, that needs help, humans. I believe that the current system needs changing. Everything from big things like racism and abuse, all the way to the smaller things like restrictive gender expression stereotypes. Here is needed. So very many people today are glued to their phones so much of the time that they don't notice a lot of the things around them, like other people or pretty trees, and often text other people who are not there instead of talking to the people who are right there. Heroes needed. There are plastic bags and other trash everywhere, including in the ocean, where Laysian albatrosses pick it up, thinking it's food, and feed it to their young, who then starve to death because they ate too much plastic and not enough fish. Heroes needed. So much pollution is released that the polar ice caps are melting, and so polar bears are not able to catch enough food to eat. Heroes needed. I could go on and on and on some more about all the problems that need fixing. While my mind is still open to there being some sort of divine being, if somebody is out there, it's pretty obvious that they're not going to fix this catastrophe that is this time we live in. Otherwise, it probably already would have happened. Even if we have to start small, like recycling or composting instead of just throwing it away, or like picking up trash in the park, it's still something. And if everyone started doing that, we'd have a lot less trash in parks. If we do enough of both, less trash everywhere. And the more heroes and less trash that we have, the better. So, in conclusion, I believe that humans are going to have to fix themselves, and that everyone, not just everyone else, but everyone should stop waiting for someone to do something, because you and I and everyone are someone, too. Heroes needed.
Hi, I'm Amy Cole, and I got to go on this great journey with our youth this year, and I have the honor of presenting the charge to Petra. My first strongest memory of Petra was during our fall retreat. A group of us took a walk to Lake Wanaka, and Petra wowed me with her knowledge of birds and her interest in bird watching. In that one conversation, Petra showed many strengths that revealed themselves throughout COA this year. First, here she was talking to adults she barely knew about her deeply held passion. That seemed quite vulnerable to me at the time, and I don't think it was for her. Petra knows who she is and has no problem with showing it. As someone who was and still is very guarded and rather insecure, Petra's openness is inspiring. Second, she wasn't just discussing this, she was teaching us, informing the whole group on the animals that surround us all the time, but I usually don't give a second look. Not only was the discussion fun and educational, Petra's passion was contagious. And then finally, Petra's eyes and senses are open. She is aware of her environment in a way that I don't see in many other people. From the sounds that surround us and the small nuances in what people say, what is background noise to me is a symphony to her. She also has the ability to stay in touch with her internal environment. Again, this is a hard skill to master, and she's on it. I think one change I've noticed in Petra this year, and it's been beautiful to watch, is that you're starting to learn what to do with all that input. You're starting to sort between what is of value and is worthy of your attention, and what can be let go. I hope to see you continue on that exploration. I hope that you will hold on to your amazing sense of self, your strong sense of self, as you find new ways to grow in the community. And I hope that you keep the environment and humanity a central focus. Your particular talents and personality will be incredibly important no matter what battle you are waging.
Good morning, my name's Nathan. I'd like to start this out by saying how surprisingly difficult this credo was for me to write, because one of my passions I consider being theater and going on stage and playing a character, but this isn't a character, this is me, and it's hard being open and kind of vulnerable. So, yeah. I've been going to UU churches since I was around the age of 4. I grew up going to the preschool room every Sunday, and I went to the summer camp every summer, and I still go to that summer camp to this day, but now as a counselor. As a respected and trusted individual who can encourage others to have fun and be themselves. And as I cross over into adulthood, I realize that's what I like to do. I like watching others flourish and be happy and become their truest selves. And I realize as I grow up, I just want to be myself, whatever that means. I might not know yet. My mom's crying, and now I'm starting to cry. I might not know, and that's just part of life. I'll be happy no matter what. I'll be happy if anyone who ever yearns for a shoulder to cry on will come to me, or just someone to talk to, and that shows me that I'm trusted and I'm loved. I lost my place. And that's what I want to do. I want to reaffirm others and help them reaffirm themselves and go through the hardest times with my help. The people I know and love are always themselves, no matter what. And sometimes it's hard for everyone to be like that. But if I can make you smile or laugh at any time, I know I have made a difference in a person's life. Even if it's just for 1 second, they have changed. We have changed, and I have changed.
Good morning, I'm Catherine Rubeski. Now I've been crying. That's a really hard one to follow, Nathan. I really felt so honored that I was able to do this charge for Nathan this morning. Is there tissue? Okay. It's the last one. Whoever gets up next, I'll put it back and you can just. Okay, so Nathan Nathan has this tireless enthusiasm for life that is absolutely infectious. We can see this from his involvement in marching band, his a cappella singing, his choir singing, his passion and involvement with theater, on and on he goes, and that is truly very contagious or infectious. Nathan, you also have this sense of inner wisdom and maturity that really helped to shape the experience of the group, and it really also helped to shape the behavior of the group. Nathan has this quiet leadership, and those of us as parents and adults, we know that oftentimes it's that quiet leadership that has so much more of an impact than that really loud, dominant sort of leadership. And so this is something that Nathan brought to the group, and I can just share some general examples. But for example, during the times that we were having discussions as a group, Nathan was very respectful, and he really honored the voice of those people who were those members of the group that were speaking. He did this by intently listening and being very present to the process and to listening to these stories and these experiences. In this way, Nathan, you modeled how to create community. You modeled how to show others that you care. And really to be listened to in this way and to be heard is very affirming, reaffirming. And it tells others that they are important. And this is a true gift. Due to these attributes and his fun sense of humor, he was very much loved by the group, and he was the social glue that really helped things mesh with our group. Nathan is also warm and sensitive to others around him, and it was clear that it wasn't just us guides who appreciated this, but others in the group who appreciated this and these gifts as well. Your core task, I think, as a person and a member of the UU community is to share your gentle, kind demeanor and your tenderness and empathy with others around you. These are true gifts, and we all know that this is so much more needed in the world. You indicated in your reflection after your solo retreat that one of your goals was to help others, and I think this is truly such a noble aspiration. And as you can tell from the credo that he shared, his writing truly has this poetic eloquence and is very awe-inspiring. My charge for you is to continue developing and sharing these beautiful gifts. It became clear throughout our conversations and your reflections that you took COA and your participation seriously and that you really wanted to get as much out of the experience as possible. It was also clear that you have a strong sense of self. My hopes for you are that you use this strong sense of self to continue to develop your strengths and share your gifts. And as you move forward into this next stage of life, that my charge is that you do so with humility and kindness, curiosity, and compassion for yourself and others. In addition, I hope that you'll continue to explore your values. Challenge yourself to live by those values and be mindful of what is important to you and continue searching for the answers to life's big questions. And really, my hope is that you continue to know and to grow your soul and continue to fuel your enthusiasm for life and for others around you.
Thank you. Can we have the coming of age folks and their guides come up? It's time to give you some gifts. You want to just... To our guides, you have dedicated a year to these young people, these youth. And we just want to thank you for that time. It's a labor of love. And I know it was a choice, but it was a choice that took you away from other things in your life. So thank you very much for making this choice on behalf of the Unitarian Universalist youth. So thank you. And to our youth, we have chalices, chalice necklaces. And may you wear this chalice with pride and know that this religious tradition will be with you as you continue to grow and change throughout your life. Welcome. So. And I want to take a moment also to thank Ellen Saunders Duncan, who is our youth coordinator. She came into this program kind of after it had already started and has just seamlessly entered both our staff and into this program. So thank you so much, Ellen, for your work this year as our staff person. And guides, I'm going to invite you to go sit down, but I'm going to ask our youth to stay over on this side. And those of you who are already in youth group, I know there's two of you, Talia and Morgan, and there's two others who come right. Would you come up here, please? And there's at least two others of this little cohort, as well as kids at the UU Church of Boulder who are part of our youth group. And where did that go? Yeah. So the Dalai Lama said, "Give the ones you love wings to fly, roots to come back, and reasons to stay." And to all of you, and especially our coming-of-age youth, I say, we want you to stay. We want you to stay connected to the roots of this faith tradition and to the congregation that loves you. We also want you to stay because we have found that being connected to a religious community has helped us in our lives to have the support to do when times are hard and the inspiration to do the brave and powerful things that we want to do in the world and that you just so beautifully professed that you want to do in the world. So we want you to stay. I'm going to invite this high school youth to do a few covenants with these young people. And so all you need to do is answer, "We will," okay? You have before you some young people just completing their coming-of-age program, just as you did a few years ago. Will you welcome them in their diversity into your youth group? Will you show them the way, encouraging them to participate in your youth group as well as in the regional gatherings that have been so meaningful for you to help them further their UU identity? And together, will you bring the values of love, reason, and compassion and justice into the world? And you may walk over there to them and join the youth group. And to the congregation, we have a job too, and I charge you. These youth have just completed a year of reflection about their faith, and they're joining other committed UU youth. Our religious tradition needs the voices of young people to form and shape the next 50 years of our faith. And our world needs the values that are lived out of Unitarian Universalism to bridge the great divides that we see today. So it's our responsibilities as adults in this congregation to help them feel integrated into the life of this fellowship. So I'm going to invite you to respond with a resounding "we will," so these young people know that we value them and their contributions. Will you look for ways to include the voices of our young people in your program, in our programs and activities?
We will.
Will you ask yourselves repeatedly, how can we include more generations in what we are doing? And will you stretch beyond looking to these youth as helping hands, but look to them instead as partners with ideas and leaderships in building our beloved community?
We will.
Will you seek to help them grow in their Unitarian Universalist identity?
We will.
Welcome to the congregation. You may be seated. We have Miss Ollie coming in with some of our younger people, and we're going to sing, and Carol, and we're going to sing a song. And anyone's welcome to come up who would like to help in the singing. Hi. Those look really tempting, but we're not going to play with them. I'll hold these.
You are so cool.
Is that right?
This is a repeat after me song.
So I'm going to sing a line. And you're going to sing it back to us.
It's a blessing we were born. And it matters what we do. What we know about love. Is a piece of the truth. Let the beauty we love be what we do. And we don't have to do it alone. It's a blessing we were born. And it matters what we do. What we know about love is a piece of the truth. Let the beauty we love be what we do. And we don't have to do it alone.
Thank you. Nice job.